Welcome to another episode of Moon Monkey. On this episode, we talk about Alien Covenant, directed by Ridley Scott.
So, Alien Covenant is the sequel to the Prometheus from a couple of years back, and a prequel to the Alien films, so Alien and Aliens, and basically kind of bridges the gap between Prometheus and those movies. The general plot is the crew on a colonization mission go to research a beacon, a mysterious planet that they weren't aware of before. And when they go down, they find the planet, and the planet is infested with the alien-type creatures. A much more of a slasher horror film than Prometheus, whereas Prometheus is more kind of high-minded and philosophical. This takes it back to its roots, I thought, of the Alien franchise, where it's much more of a horror film, so you have a crew that is, like, slowly being hunted by the aliens. But it does introduce some of the same characters. You've got David, Michael Fassbender's character, returning from the Prometheus, and it does touch on some of the philosophy of the engineers and tell a bit more. It does tie off a lot of loose ends from that film, definitely. Almost completely, like, wraps up what happened in Prometheus and explains what happened to Elizabeth Shaw and David and these characters. We should say, before we get into it too much, we're joined by
an alien expert.
Our alien,
never go that far.
Our alien fan, John here.
Hello.
As well as our regulars, myself, Matt, and Andrew. So we're going to get into talking about Alien Covenant and what we thought of the movie, and you know what it was, how it compares to the other ones in the series. I'll kick things off, I guess. So, like, personally, Prometheus was a little bit of a letdown for me, and I think it got badly reviewed overall because maybe people's expectations were of another Alien film, and it wasn't the same as what had gone before.
Yeah.
But this, like I said in the intro, it gets much more back to what Alien fans maybe were looking for. So I personally had a really good time with the movie. John, what was your thoughts on Alien Covenant?
Yeah, I liked it. It was, off the top of my head, I can't think of too many things to criticise it with, so.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely Prometheus, there were obvious mistakes. Paid attention to it and sorted that out for this one, for sure.
Yeah. We were talking about this earlier, but, like, Prometheus and this are kind of, like, explaining where the aliens come from. Do you think, like, they should have just left that as a mystery? Or are you happy that they're now trying to explain?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting seeing where everything's come from. The last Prometheus was sort of the search for where did humans come from, and this one seemed to be much more about where alien origins were.
Yeah.
It's nice to know where it's.
I guess it has that kind of prequel thing of you know what the end point's going to be, so it's kind of setting up something you know where it's going.
Yeah.
But I did think that with this one they did do some interesting stuff. Like early on in the movie, the ship gets hit by like a pulsar, and you get some grisly deaths through that, which is something that they haven't done in any of the other Alien films.
This one was a lot more gory.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot more.
There was lights coming out of all sorts of orifices, weren't there?
Yeah, there's not many left. Done the front and the back.
But it definitely had the slasher vibe because you just had blood spraying everywhere and
severed heads.
Heads cut off. All sorts going off. But I like that because that's, again, I think it comes down to your expectations. If you're wanting a out and out horror, you're going to enjoy it.
You're not happy if there's a limb attached to the end of a movie.
Yeah. If anyone's left in fully intact, it's a disappointment.
Star.
Yeah.
I love the hints towards the alien music as well, especially right at the start. Slightly altered sort of original score. It was cool, and throughout there was little hints to it as well.
Yeah. There's so many things in this where it's either referencing Alien or it's almost the same things happening.
Yeah.
Like we're gonna get into spoilers, I guess, in this. I'll just set that out there because I don't think we can really talk about it without getting into spoilers.
True. True.
But there's the eggs from Alien. The xenomorphs, because a lot of people were disappointed the xenomorph wasn't in Prometheus.
So I
think they bring that back in here. They basically were, I thought with this, they're trying to give people what they wanted.
Yeah.
And a lot of the criticisms of Prometheus, they're like, okay, we're just going to give you what you're obviously looking for.
See
Alien again.
I'm probably in the minority because I liked Prometheus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did like it as well, actually, to be honest.
I think
despite a few little mistakes and stuff. But,
But I feel like it was interesting because, like, what I loved about Alien was you got to go on the ship and then find, like, the armour and the deceased.
Yeah, I found that like, fascinating from watching the original Alien, then you finally get to see what the pilot was like.
Yeah, I thought that's like a mystery that I wanted to know more about. And they did it in Prometheus, and they had all that depth about where it was going, and I feel in this one they maybe sacrificed a bit of where they were going with Prometheus.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, let's just throw the more aliens in there.
That's the thing, I don't know if they had an idea for what they wanted to do with this film, but kind of rewrote it a lot because of the way Prometheus was received.
Yeah.
They maybe changed. Yeah, they maybe changed what they were going to do. Because, like we were saying, we didn't know if they were going to go more explain about the engineers and things. Yeah. But in this, they just flat out kill them all. So they never really need to explain what about that society.
But are they the engineers that they killed? I don't know. They didn't look so like you said last night.
They might have been another like faction of the engineers, another like race of them,
in their life.
They did look slightly different.
Yeah.
A bit more.
Not as blue.
Not as blue. Yeah.
Not as giant.
Another sort of faction or something. So they killed their own people, basically.
Yeah. So it's like we don't know.
Yeah.
If that was engineers.
So
there's still more mystery.
Shaw and David going to get revenge. They killed possibly an innocent faction of the engineers.
And he seems so friendly as well.
Yeah.
They're all waving. They're like, hey, it's good to see you. And they just drop
all the black goo on
them. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot more kind of the action-orientated than character. Like we were saying a little bit, a lot of the characters were very flat. Like, you didn't really get to know a lot of them other than David and Walter, like the Michael Fassbender, David and Walter androids, and Catherine Waterston's character, Danny, who's basically like the Ellen Ripley or Elizabeth Shaw of this movie, like the strong female kind of lead.
Yeah, not so much in the film. There was a lot of little sort of viral clips and then the sort of there's a prologue dinner scene, which I guess would add a little bit to those characters. And there was several clips of like home videos they sent back home, stuff that weren't in the film.
Yeah, like the marketing of this was kind of interesting. So they have done a lot of like extra stuff that's not in the film, but if like you have to kind of go away and research it, maybe.
Yeah,
I suppose it's the way like films are changing because they do a lot of that nowadays, where it's like extra stuff that you have to go and find out yourself.
Yeah.
Rather than put everything in the movie that you need.
Yeah, it's interesting to build up because it's like if you're interested, you'll find it out.
Yeah,
and it builds that movie up.
Yeah,
you're like these people they're sending. But I was a bit like when you're actually watching Alien Covenant, you were like they're all married, but I was like who's married to who? There's very few that actually knew who was married to who.
Yeah,
apart from Danny McBride.
No, they didn't make it too obvious.
And Catherine Waterston. I was a bit confused about that.
Yeah, those were the only two couples that they ever really said, like,
but
that's my wife
or
my
husband. I think the rest were all couples.
Yeah, I think they were.
Well, the new captain.
They mentioned in the trailer that they're all couples.
In the preview dinner video, I think they said that as well.
That was one thing where, like, they did kind of use that, because they used that as a motivation as to why he doesn't want to go down, or no, why he does want to go down and land when it's dangerous. Or it does offer certain motivation, but it didn't add too much to the fact that they were couples. Like, they could have done the same thing where they're just caring about their other crew members.
It was different, because it's like, got my wife.
One of, like, Danny McBride was really good as well, kind of unexpectedly, because he's in a lot of comedies.
Yeah, I like
and it's
when
the
they cast people at that film, it often surprises you. I can't think of another example right now, but...
Yeah, because it's,
you
like,
against a joke actor, like, funny actor. Usually,
even Danny McBride was surprised, because he was like, oh, I thought I was just going to go and tell a joke and die. And he's like...
Yeah, he's actually in it, like, throughout, like...
Yeah. And he's got a lot of kind of touching moments and stuff.
Yeah.
He's got some good scenes.
One thing I liked about the film was, like, the downbeat ending. I guess all of the Alien films kind of have a downbeat ending. But they're at the end of them, it's always, like, kind of positive, because they eventually win. But this one, like, they don't win. They don't succeed. It's, like, a real bleak ending.
Well, you kind of saw it coming, but at the same time, it was still a horrible moment.
Oh, yeah, no, I saw it coming, and, like, the tension that they built up when it's, like, oh, they're going to reveal what's happened here. It was really grim and dark.
Yeah. I did see the twist coming right now.
Yeah.
But it was good.
But it's, like, in the original Alien, like, it's a kind of dark ending, but she has survived, like everyone else has died, but at least your main character survived. This is like the hero has actually not succeeded in a way. So I felt like, oh, that's quite a dark ending for it, which I enjoyed. Even Prometheus, like, the main character survives with Michael Fassbender's head. Yes, managed to escape everyone's dream. Kind of positive.
Yeah, the. If you want to check out the prologue, there's a little 2 minute video that sort of bridges the gap between Prometheus and Alien Covenant. It's really good, you get to see what Shaw and David are up to while they're on the way to, to the engineer planet.
Because going from that Prometheus to this movie, Elizabeth Shaw's character
just
drops straight off the edge, like you don't find out.
But we don't actually know what happened to her. Like, did David kill her? Did she die in the crash?
Yeah, I see
her. Like, did she die in the virus?
He's done an autopsy.
I guess it's just the fact that you don't see her in the movie, so it's like, it doesn't feel as though they really gave you much of a closure with her.
Well, they kind of hint at it, but it's like, you don't know.
Yeah, but like John's saying, if you watch that prologue clip, that gives you much more
what happened. Yeah, but you don't know what happened. Like, you know like how they got there.
Oh, yeah.
You see her going to cryosleep, and then all of a sudden just dead on the table with
her.
One thing, the main positive I felt with this film, like, the special effects were really good, and I liked all the gore. I did like all the gore effects. Like, one thing I was saying, Ridley Scott's, like, a great filmmaker. So even when the story's not great, like, he knows how to shoot really well. Like, it looks amazing. Like, some of the shots where they had, like, the lakes and the mountains.
The
looks
panning shot when the ship first lands down.
Yeah.
That was brilliant.
Yeah.
That was great.
Yeah. Looks really good. And he knows what he's doing with, like, directing action sequences and actors and things. Like, there's no weird cuts or weird editing, which took you out of the movie.
Yeah, not once, for that or special effects. It didn't take you out of the film at all.
Yeah.
That's good.
So that was one thing, like, I would say, and like you said, the music was pretty good.
I got goosebumps when the original Alien score came up.
Yeah.
That's cool.
The only negative I would have, like, I really enjoyed it, the only negative I was had is if you've seen the other Alien films, that they're kind of showing you things that you've seen before. Like, there wasn't much kind of originality, I guess I would say, and especially, like, with the ending of it, it's like... you've seen them do that a couple times now, the same kind of way that they get up, like, they deal with the alien at the end. And also, it wrapped up, like, they built up kind of a lot of tension quite slowly, and then the end just, like, was really rapid. Like, they really rapidly went through getting rid of the alien at the end. I think you were probably more negative on the film than I was.
I think it's, like, a good movie. I just felt like... What was great about Alien and stuff, like on the ship in the first original Alien, you had that togetherness. And even though, like, these people were married and stuff, the characters, you didn't have that sense of... When each one of those characters in the Alien got picked off, I was like, oh no!
Yeah.
With this, I was like, where did that guy go?
Even in Prometheus, they did a better job with making you feel for the characters, I think.
Yeah.
And I felt like they kind of sped up, like you're saying with Alien, you'd have like the face hugger, and then it'd be like a build up, what's going to happen, it's going to come out of the person. But this is just like, it did that maybe like 5 minutes.
They did cram a lot in the film, actually. Like, the end when it's just down on the ship with the alien, that was...
Like, that was a whole movie.
That was a whole Alien, the first original, wasn't it? But then they had the whole other stuff on the planet, and then David experimenting with all the genetics and all that as well.
That was the thing that made you think, like, whether they were planning a different movie, and they just wrote some of this in because they thought people wanted to see Alien again. Like, they wanted to see the Xenomorph attacking the crew.
Yeah.
So they kind of wrote in a bit, which was very similar to what happened in the originals.
Yeah.
I just feel like they sacrificed a bit of the depth of Prometheus this one, and just sped up a lot of this alien stuff. That was the only thing, because I didn't enjoy it. I wasn't like...
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a good movie.
Yeah, you kind of got a nitpick to find a lot of big faults to you.
Still, a solid movie.
Yeah, you were saying last night, little thing, like, they didn't have masks on when they first went on the planet. They didn't have a helmet on.
Yeah.
Would maybe take that precaution.
And they're scientists.
Because in Prometheus, they had to test the atmosphere when they were down there, so you wouldn't think they'd have, like...
Yeah, there was some...
space there, they could test it somehow.
There was some silly stuff, but if you're seeing it as, like, a horror film, it's kind of like you're used to characters doing silly stuff, which gets them in the predicament of being killed off, which is kind of what happened here.
Poking at a weird alien... fungus thing. You wouldn't really do that, would you? Like,
I just imagine that they somehow sensed the atmosphere when they were coming down in the ship and knew that it was safe to get out. But you'd still have some protection, maybe. But
even like John says, like previous ones have done that, and this one they're all just like, yeah, let's just go for it.
Yeah,
come on. Even though we're all scientists, like when
the only bit that kind of made me laugh out loud was when he told him to look inside the egg, because as the audience, you obviously know what's going to happen, but maybe he didn't, because I guess he's never seen that before.
But
he doesn't know.
Watching everybody in the cinema, everybody was visibly,
like
rocking back and forth, wincing, thinking, because I feel like they just, maybe it was just me, but I feel like they dragged out a little bit. When the guy's going to look over the egg, you're like, is he going to do it?
Well, you knew what was coming. That was the thing. But it plays on your nostalgia because you already know it, but the character doesn't know what's going to happen to him. But you're kind of like, oh, it's the egg from Alien. You know something's going to come out.
Yeah, you've sort of seen it from David's perspective.
Yeah. But overall, like, solid film. And, like, I'm sure they've got, like, more of these planned, but I would definitely, like, be in line to see the next one when it comes out. And I think, personally, I'd say this was a step up from Alien. But I can see why people are disappointed they're not going with the originality of Prometheus. A step up from Prometheus, sorry. Oh, when I say Alien. Step up from Prometheus.
Shocked faces on
there. I know people are disappointed. Because it's like they're not going with like the unique new angle they took with Prometheus. They're going back more to the old Alien.
But I
like that more.
I think they would always do that, but I just feel like it'd be interesting to see where they would have went if Prometheus had been better received and they just stuck with it.
I would have loved to see a film just more about the engineers and stuff, but I don't think that would sell, really, I guess.
No, but I'd like that too.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
But that's the thing, would they not have been better making a film, like, just not doing this, not having xenomorphs in it, not having the aliens in it at all, referencing them?
But the thing that interests me is from Alien and on the ship and seeing those giant spacesuits and that.
Yeah, learning about them.
Yeah. And also the aliens, so you've got to bring it all together. But I just feel like they sacrificed a bit of the history. Yeah.
One cool thing I read about what Ridley Scott said about the engineers and why they wanted to kill everybody on Earth was Jesus was an engineer that they sent back originally, and it was like a test. And because they seen how humanity was and they killed this engineer, they sent down, they weren't too happy, and they thought humans were too violent and out of control, so that's why they were going to go kill them originally.
Yeah, they had Space Jesus.
Space Jesus, yeah, pretty much, but he got advised not to put that in because he would offend so many people, obviously.
Well, I heard that, and someone was saying, like, about Prometheus, they said if you know all the background stuff, it's much more interesting, but if you don't know it, you're kind of like, I don't know why they're doing this. It's like you have to know a lot of stuff going in, or you have to research a lot of stuff yourself. But I kind of like that Ridley Scott makes that kind of intelligent film, that like he expects you to either come up to the level of investigating it yourself, not just expecting him to tell you all the information and what.
He doesn't assume you're stupid like a lot of films.
Yeah, he kind of expects that you're keeping up with what's happening and the implications of the engineers, and when they're talking about who's the creator.
I feel like this one went away from that, though, and told you more. It was, like, more people pointing at objects and saying, look what I done, look what happened here, this is what happened then.
Oh, yeah, but they still had the stuff with creation. It was like David was saying, like, he's an artificial life form, but what makes him special is he's able to create. And that was the whole thing. It's like, if you're able to create stuff, it kind of puts you on the level of being, like, part of God, because you're creating life.
Yeah.
And that's, like, They did explain that a little more in the film.
They definitely explained this film a lot better than that was what a lot of people complained about in Prometheus. It's like, oh, what the hell's
going on? What happened? What did I witness?
It was too vague. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's two deleted scenes, the one of the sacrifice at the start on the planet, and then the one of the engineer talking on the ship later on.
Which makes it
a lot better, but in this film I think they took that on board for sure. And it was very straightforward, you could follow it a lot easier.
I'd say like you could go into, like, if you hadn't seen Alien or Prometheus, you could still watch this. You're not going to get as much out of it, but you're still going to sit and go like, yeah, I can follow this.
Oh yeah, it's self-contained. Like, I think you could watch just this film and understand the plot of this and what it's suggesting happened before and after. Yeah. So overall, like, I would say, like, a great film. I would definitely recommend to watch it. Like, a really solid Alien film. Yeah. Really solid horror film as well. And science fiction elements in it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. The only thing was, like, it's kind of lost a bit of where I feel like it was going with Prometheus. I know, like, people didn't love Prometheus, but I still think...
I don't know
if... I feel like if they'd stuck to it.
I don't know if the Alien franchise is, like, a victim of its own success, in the sense, like, Alien was a fantastic movie, but because it's so successful, they've got to keep making more movies, which you don't necessarily need.
Mm-hmm.
And no, then it's like, no, you make Aliens no, really big, it's like, you've got to keep going. Like, people want more of the world,
but people
where it's like, maybe less is more.
No, I think...
keep
I think
the mystery.
I'm still interested. Like, I'm still glad they did that about the engineers and stuff, because that was one of the things that was most intriguing about it for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just, like, those creatures, who were they, and how did the alien get them, and why were they carrying those things in the first place, what was going on? Mm-hmm. Like, that was really interesting to me.
Yeah,
I just feel, and I mean, this was really good. It looked really good, and there was loads of good performances, and it was definitely intriguing. There's loads of questions to be asked.
Like, yeah,
when I
answered a lot, but it also asked some new questions that you're waiting to find out what happens in the next. Or like the cliffhanger ending in this was kind of like, oh, like you have no idea like what's going to happen in the next film, because they set up a real ending where it's like.
I want aliens too. Aliens too. You set up, we've got all those colonists that can infect, or David can infect.
Yeah.
Send in some marines and you've got a film.
But that's kind of the worry, that they just end up doing the same. That's like people are worried with the new Star Wars as well, like, they're not just going to do Empire Strikes Back again and then Return of the Jedi again.
I love Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, but people are like, oh, it's great that they're doing it, and I love Star Wars, like with this, like, you love Alien, but... Do I really need to see the same movie again?
I'm happy. I just feel like I liked it. It was good, but it wasn't like amazing.
Yeah,
it wasn't, and I wanted it to be more.
Yeah.
Than it was. But I liked it.
That's cool, mate. What were your final thoughts, John?
I really liked it. When it's hard to find things to nitpick at and complain about, then. Can't really say it was bad.
Yeah. It was better than it was a solid movie.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you thought, there was not a lot that you could
pick
apart about that.
It was entertaining.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't feel I wasn't dragging it or anything.
I've been watching Alien films for so long, it's fascinating to see where they came from and all that. Expanding the universe.
Yeah. Yeah, like, for Alien fans, I guess it's really good to see that kind of background stuff. And
no, I really liked it. High marks.
Yeah.
You know, do you score in here?
You score it. You
we
score
don't
it.
Do scores, but you
score
can do it.
Oh, what do we...
out of any number you want. Out of 5, 10, 13, 100.
Let's do 100. Let's go for a... Did I go as high as 92%? That's pretty high.
That's
pretty high. Okay, I'll go for an 89. I'll go for an 89.
Oh,
89.
That has offended the dog.
Oh.
That's really hard.
That's
where would you put it? Like, would you put it, like, after Alien and Aliens?
Yeah.
Alien,
like,
Aliens.
Probably the...
Gonna be tough to
high
beat,
up there.
Yeah.
Maybe 3 or 4.
Yeah. Also, out of the whole franchise.
I did quite like Alien 3, to be honest. AVP films are, like, way down.
Yeah. Like, if it was at 100, I'd probably put it high 70s or 80.
Yeah,
or,
yeah. Somewhere...
18. Yeah.
71.
No, high 70s. 79. 78, 79.
It's hard to judge films in percentages, like, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we've done it. Thanks for listening. Remember to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more reviews.
Bye. I'll keep the